Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Audacy podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Audacy app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Friendly reminder, gents, Valentine's Day is around the corner. Just a couple weeks to be exact.
Oh, is it?
2 weeks from Friday, yes. But just in case you wanted to rekindle that spark between you and your beloved, we got a few questions you can ask.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
The top 10 or more questions science says to ask your partner if you want to fall in love with them again.
Do you?
Christ, wasn't once enough? I mean, let me get out my pen and notepad. Look, here's the thing. You both have to want to make your relationship better. When one person has their head buried in the sand and thinks everything is just hunky-dory, while the other person has been busting their ass and carrying the relationship for both of you, I don't think a deep peering question is going to make the difference. But hey, make sure you ask them how their favorite color makes them feel and they tell you about their first stuffed animal. That ought to do it. What bliss.
Yeah. And these questions. My God, here's the thing. You should know the answer to a lot of these, or at least have had some form of this conversation before you get to this
point. But this is science, Mike.
Exactly.
And when it comes to romance, I, for one, prefer science.
Right. So just enjoy the irony before you send me an angry ass text or email. So anyway, these are questions that if you want to fall in love with your partner again, according to science. Bottom of the list, they say, if you could wake up tomorrow having gained any one quality or ability, what would it be?
You're asking
this to your partner?
To your partner.
Oh. That sounds like you're judging them.
Right.
Like, you should really have an answer. I got a list of like 20. I just want to see if any of these line up.
Like, have you truly just run out of stuff to talk about? Is there nothing going on in your
life? That should be the response from your spouse. Yes.
I want to learn who you are. We've been married for 13 years. I want to learn who you are.
You didn't pick up any cues along
the way. Right. You've not caught one hint.
God. They say to take 4 minutes and tell your partner your life story in as much detail as possible.
Again?
How does she not know it?
My wife would be like, dude, I've heard this before.
Right.
They say that anyway.
Yeah. Because I forgot I told him.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't need
to. You told me that yesterday.
Oh, my bad.
Maybe not excruciating detail.
I knew I was talking to somebody. I just forgot it was you.
But you know a handful. You know the cliff notes, the big key points.
Maybe you don't want to know.
There's a few things I haven't told you.
Yeah, or just
I killed a man in Japan.
You want to know what my dreams were before you and the kids came along?
Financial independence.
Right?
Before you bolted
early retirement.
Down. Yeah. You ever been to Chile? I was going to go.
Now we're going to Chili's.
Right. Right. Now we're making chili at home.
I was going to be sipping Mai Tais with the lovely senorita out on the beach.
Yeah.
Gone.
Now look at me.
I got drunk at a freaking rock concert. Now I got crotch goblins.
I was going to wake up each day to a different woman. And every time I open my eyes, it's you again.
Why did you ask me this? It's like a circle of hell having to say it out loud.
I was keeping it to myself, damn it.
Right? Having to say it out loud.
I locked this. I buried this deep.
Yeah. God. How many Catholic sessions I went through just to be okay with this life with you?
You want to know what now?
You know how many times I cry myself to sleep on the couch?
God damn it, it's been 10 years. Get the whiskey.
I'm back.
It's been 10 years.
Right, and my
you're just sober for 10 years. Screw it. I don't want to talk about it.
I can't take it anymore.
Oh, jeez.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
If you could change anything about the way you were raised, what would it be? That's not going to get dark. No.
That is going to be a happy conversation.
My uncle.
Right, exactly.
What did he do?
Oh. Crack the bottle of whiskey again. We're going into it.
Yeah. But that better on the SAT, so I could have got into a 4-year college.
Make it three. Make it three fingers.
And again, I feel like you already know the answer to that.
Oh, crime.
Right, you're married to this person.
You hear about it plenty.
Never talked about the bad aspects of my childhood?
Right. Yeah, that stuff.
That's kind of the problem with getting into a relationship is that, I mean, assuming you both do it, but you kind of absorb the burden, the emotional burden that your partner had just locked away from the first part of their life. Like, they're unpacking this baggage.
Right, and now they share it with you.
That's right. They haven't talked to anybody about this.
And
now
you know what you don't
want to
do? They tell it to you, and it means a lot, right? It is right. Important to me, but I don't want to, I'm never going to bring it up.
Right.
But I am not going to bring this up unless you do.
But you secretly want to tell somebody about this? Like, dude, you'll never believe what happened.
My wife's goddamn crazy.
Questions to ask your partner to fall in love all over again.
You know what, I wanted to be a utility infielder. Travel from city to city for 15 years. Once in a while, I bunt the ball. That's it, honey. That's all I wanted.
I wanted to be a Ryan Fitzpatrick, play for 9 teams,
right? And everybody loves me.
Yeah. Right.
And then I'm going to retire and do talk on Amazon.
And everybody still loves me.
Right. If you could, no, for what in your life do you feel most grateful? Trick question, fellas. If you don't say her, you're sleeping on the couch.
It's just that easy. Once you have kids, start with the kids and she's next.
That's right.
I mean, it's out of order of things.
I'm grateful that we don't have to talk very much.
Yeah. That we just know so much about each other.
No, it's just, I mean, it's just like kind of like, I know what you're thinking. You don't know what I'm thinking, but I act like you do. I just nod.
You're right.
Are we done with this?
I did want to talk about painting the walls again.
I need to get in the shower.
Right.
Name three things you and your partner appear to have in common. Again, we haven't gone over this yet.
Two of them are kids. The third's that we're married.
The third's the watering
bowl. I like food. You like food. We sleep.
Right. We both like Ravens football.
You drive to work. I drive to work.
I don't know why. This is just drive. I just can't imagine being married for like 14 years and having these conversations. Like, what are we doing?
The problem is the cringe nature of believing that you would sit down with somebody like, honey, I have some questions I'd like to ask you.
Oh, no.
Right. Yeah,
you want to rekindle it? Put a blonde wig on.
Oh,
wow.
Get some fake boobs, for God's sake.
Right?
Keep your high heels on in bed.
Maybe stuff your bra from time to time. Damn.
I'm not Justin Tucker, but I'd like to see the uprights.
Wow.
That's not wrong.
Right?
You want to rekindle it. There you go.
Yeah.
How do you feel about butt stuff?
Right?
That's actually from a text. But darn again, they're not wrong.
Can we circle back to the conversation that you shut down 3 years ago?
Let's circle back to butt
Have
stuff.
You loosened up, no pun intended at all, on the subject?
Okay, no more questions.
All right. We're done here. Do you have a secret hunch about how you will die?
Jesus Christ.
Because I'm gonna change that right now.
By the way, happy Valentine's Day, baby.
By the way, here's some flowers and some candy.
Wow.
Do you know how you're gonna die?
Probably having a heart attack pleasing you. Right.
Do you have a hunch about how you're gonna die?
Do you really want to make him laugh?
In other words, can you taste the antifreeze and the juice I gave you?
Follow it up with I do.
I have a lot of hunch.
I have a hunch how you about to die.
Do you have any hunch?
You have any more questions?
These also work great on the first date.
Oh, mercy. Oh, my God, they do.
You have any hunches about how you're going to die?
I feel like a lot of stuff gets hashed out in those first few dates.
Did you think this would be the last date you've ever been on?
Oh, damn. If you were
able... you're right, though.
Duct tape's like, on sale at Home Depot.
I never knew this would be the last time I came in this bar on a Saturday night single.
This is according to science. Questions to ask your partner to help rekindle your falling in love with them. If you were able to live to the age of 90 and retain either the mind or the body of a 30-year-old for the last 60 years of your life, which would you want?
And say body.
Right? Please say body.
I think both genders would say body.
What am I going to do with my mind?
I don't care.
I'm retired.
Yeah.
Right. I'm playing bingo, man.
Right, I'm 90. Like, I don't know. Like, I want the body to work.
Exactly. Yeah. When did you last sing to yourself or to someone else?
What if you,
if
don't
you
sing?
Heard my wife sing? She should not sing to anyone unless she's angry at you.
Right.
But she sings plenty.
You want to know what had happened? Is when you left early for work and I was taking a shower.
Just like everybody.
That's right. Or in the car on the way to work.
My mom used to sing all the time. I used to sit there as a kid and go, this is absolutely horrible. She has no idea, but I've got to be quiet.
My mother, when Anita Baker put out, what was her album? Oh, I can't remember. Something. It came out like in the 80s. And my mother, she kept flipping the record over. And she would sing it and sing it and sing it and sing it. In recent years, I've repurchased the record, and it is very good. But my memory of the record is horrible because we never heard Anita Baker. We heard my mother.
Oh, no.
Every word to every song. Even my father's like, I'm going to drink heavily, and I don't.
That's right. Hey, it makes her happy. That's all that matters.
Ding!
That's right. That's why he's
drinking. So you say nothing. That's right.
You go right
he
on that,
said
on
nothing.
You.
I said nothing.
That's right. What would constitute a perfect day for you? You're not asking this question.
Well, my wife tells me that. We were off for 3 weeks at Christmas. She's like, you and the kids are home. Right. Your perfect day is that we are not.
That's right.
It's just that easy. It is that simple. I don't falter. I'm like, I get it, man.
I'll tell you what it is. It's me cracking a beer at 6 a.m. And our buddies from College Game Day are on the stage. We are tailgating.
For me, the Ravens are winning the Super Bowl. I am there. I am doing blow with hookers.
That's right.
There's my perfect day.
Cracking a beer at 6 a.m., gagging the nag and watching some football.
Right. Yeah, somehow I've tailgated all day, drinking, but I'm not drunk. And then we go to an awesome nightclub and watch some of my favorite DJs.
There you go.
Yeah, watching the Ravens win the Super Bowl with Chewbacca.
Yeah, with you too, with you, honey.
Before making a telephone call, do you ever rehearse what you're going to say? Why?
Because I'm awkward. I'm awkward as hell, and I have to rehearse these
things. It depends. Am I going to lie?
Right.
I mean, the last time I had to rehearse phone calls, I have to call my wife because I'm too drunk to get home. And like, all right, how do I minimize how bad the situation
actually
is? I'm talking
to my probation officer. Maybe right. I'm thinking about what I'm going to say, but other than that, it's just coming out of my mouth.
And then this is the number one question. If you want to fall in love with your partner again.
Science is not doing well on this.
No, they're not. Given the choice of anyone in the world, whom would you want to have as a dinner guest? The answer is not your father.
Yeah, I know the answer. For my wife, Morris Chestnut. And he is shirtless. And horny.
About to say.
And drunk.
You're not there either.
Yeah, I mean, like, I get it.
Chestnuts roasting.
And he's shirlless. And horny. All and right. drunk.
Yeah, right. I mean, like, that would be her perfect dinner day.
He somehow is only wearing flowers.
Yeah. And he wants her you to feed flowers. Him grapes.
Tastefully.